And on this Wednesday, January 18th, 2023 edition of Newsmakers, the Church of England said today it will allow blessings for same-sex civil marriages for the first time, but same-sex couples still will not be allowed to marry in its churches. The decision followed 5 years of debate and consultation on the church's position on sexuality. It's expected to be outlined in a report to the church's National Assembly, the General Synod, which meets in London next month. Under the proposals, the Church of England's stance that the sacrament of matrimony is restricted to unions between one man and one woman will not change. However, same-sex couples would be able to have a church service with prayers of dedication, thanksgiving, or for God's blessing after they have a civil wedding or register a civil partnership. Same-sex marriage has been legal in England and Wales since 2013, but the church did not change its teachings when the law changed. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, the spiritual leader of the Anglican Church, acknowledged that the proposals will appear to go too far for some and not nearly far enough for others. A North Dakota House panel has heard arguments on a bill that would prohibit sexually explicit content, including depictions of sexual or gender identity, from public libraries and would criminalize librarians who continue to display it. Supporters of the bill said the measure would preserve children's innocence and reduce their exposure to pornography. Opponents said the bill would allow government censorship of material that is not actually obscene. The committee did not immediately vote on the bill, which will enter the House floor for another vote later. Ivan Provorov, a defenseman for the National Hockey League's Philadelphia Flyers, cited his Russian Orthodox religion as the reason he did not participate in pregame warmups when the team wore Pride-themed jerseys and used sticks wrapped in rainbow Pride tape. The 26-year-old Provorov did not skate with his teammates before Tuesday night's game against Anaheim, as the Flyers celebrated their annual Pride Night in celebration and support of the LGBTQ+ community. Provorov said after the game, "I respect everybody's choices. My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. That's all I'm going to say." Provorov declined to answer follow-up questions about his decision. Pro-life activists will gather this Friday in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life. The march, which includes a rally drawing pro-life supporters from across the nation, has been held annually since January 1974, a year after the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. This year's gathering, 50 years after that decision, will be the first since the High Court struck down Roe last June. Since then, 12 Republican-governed states have implemented sweeping bans on abortion, and several others seek to do the same. But those moves have been offset by other developments. Abortion opponents were defeated in votes on ballot measures in Kansas, Michigan, and Kentucky. State courts have blocked several bans from taking effect, and myriad efforts are underway to allow women in abortion-banned states to either get abortions out of state or use the abortion pill. In an AP interview, the president for Students for Life in America, Kristen Hawkins, says even though the Supreme Court struck down Roe, the battle over abortion isn't over.
We know this is not over. It is simply the beginning of the next phase of our fight to work federally at state capitals and, you know, on college campuses and communities across America.
Hawkins adds the March for Life is a chance for pro-life supporters to develop an educational strategy they will use throughout the country.
We're going to be gathering with our 1,300 groups in Washington at the National Pro-Life Summit, at the Pro-Life March, strategizing where next do we engage in our communities to educate Americans on the dangers of abortion, specifically chemical abortion.
The theme for this year's March for Life is Next Steps, Marching Forward into a Post-Roe America. Scheduled speakers include Hall of Fame football coach Tony Dungy and Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch, who won the Supreme Court case that overturned Roe. And that's Newsmakers for this Wednesday, January 18th, 2023 edition. I'm Keith Black.